Shalom, everybody. Parashas Chukas begins with the halachos of the para aduma, the red cow, the red heifer. In the beginning of the parasha, we hear how if a person becomes tamei by coming into contact with a corpse, chas v'shalom, they become tahor through the process of the para aduma. And the Torah begins these halachos by saying, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudalid, Zos haTorah, this is the law. Adam ki yamus be'ohel, etc., when a person dies in a tent, etc. On the pshat level, this pasuk introduces us to the halachos of tumas ohel. How? One of the ways to become tameh is by being in the same room as a corpse, God forbid. The tuma of the corpse fills the room, so to speak, and anyone and anything in that room becomes tameh. That's on the pshat level. However, this pasuk is understood by Reish Lakish in Maseches Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis as having a deeper meaning and a deeper message. Reish Lakish says that the words Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamus Be'ohel, come to teach us this. First of all, Chazal very often understand the word ohel, a tent, to refer to the tents of Torah, to the Beis Medrash. So Reish Lakish says, Zos HaTorah, Adam Ki Yamus Be'ohel, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin ela b'mi shememis atzmo aleha. The Torah is only retained, says Reish Lakish, by someone who kills themselves over it, so to speak. Zos haTorah adam ki yamus be'ohel. That's Reish Lakish, and many, many Mefarshim and Balei Musar share beautiful ideas on this Pasuk and on this Gemara. I spoke about this Gemara in a previous FMT. If you'd like me to send you a link to that at previous FMT, please WhatsApp me privately. The Torah is so precious and so critical to our very existence in the universe. So it makes sense that Torah living and Torah learning cannot just be a hobby, God forbid. It can't just be something we get around to when we have a free moment. No, Zos haTorah Adam Ki Yamus Be'ohel, Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimin Ela B'mi Shememi Satzmo Aleha. However, why would Chazal choose the halachos of tumas ohel, of becoming tamei, if someone, God forbid, is in the same room as a corpse? Why would the Chazal choose those halachos as the vehicle to teach us devotion and dedication to the Torah? What could the connection possibly be between tumas ohel and complete dedication to Torah learning and Torah living? This question is asked by Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. The halachos of Tumas Ohel remind us that when a person is living, their soul is confined and restricted, so to speak, in their body. But when a person dies, chas v'shalom, their guf no longer confines their neshama. The neshama spreads and expands, so to speak, beyond the confines of the body, throughout the room that the body is in. As Rav Schwab says, teva hanefesh lehis pashet. It's in the very nature of the soul to expand and spread out, and that's what happens in a room where a corpse is found. And that's why everything in the room becomes tameh. Rav Schwab says that that is exactly what is supposed to happen with Torah as well. Torah is meant to be spread. Teva haTorah, says Rav Schwab, Teva haTorah lehispashet. Torah too is meant to be shared. It's meant to be imparted to others. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Mishlei in Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf. Chochmos b'chutz tarona. You should share wisdom outside. Barchovos titein kola. It raises its voice in the streets. That is what Torah is, and that is what Torah is meant to be. Share Torah. Disseminate Torah. Torah cannot just be kept to ourselves. It must be shared. And if a person decides to keep the Torah to himself or to herself, then the Torah cannot, chas v'shalom, survive. That kind of selfish Torah runs counter to the very nature, to the very essence of Torah itself. And that, says Rav Schwab, is what Reish Lakish says in the beginning of our parsha, Zos haTorah Adam Ki Yamus Be'ohel. The only way to maintain Torah, to preserve Torah, is B'mi Shememis Atzmo Aleha. In other words, Torah is maintained by someone who is memis atzmo, someone who kills off, as it were, the atzmo, who kills off their own selfishness, their own egocentricity. And once their atzmo dies off, so to speak, then the Torah can and the Torah will spread to others around them and around the world. Just as a dead body, chas v'shalom, spreads tumah because it no longer confines the neshama. It no longer confines the neshama to a physical space. So too, once someone's atzmo is no longer with us, Torah will thrive and Torah will survive by being spread and by being shared with others. That is our job, to learn Torah in a selfless way by sharing Torah and by spreading Torah to those around us. Have an amazing day, everyone.